So let's review. Our daf begins with five more challenges from where we see that an Isra Achila does not always include Isra Hanah. V'harei Truma. With regard to Truma, the Torah says, V'chol zar lo yachol kaidish. A non-kohen shall not eat Truma. Now, according to Bavo, this would include Isra Hanah. Yet the Mishnah in Erevin says, Ma'arvin la nazar b'yayin will Israel b'truma. A rubit tuchumen can be made for a nazar even with wine and for Yisrael even with Truma. Rashi explains that the Erev is potentially mutba achila because one can be shayel, annul the naziris or the Truma. However, until he does so, he's deriving the benefit of an Erev of Truma, clearly indicating that Truma is mutba hana. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk specifically says, Truma maschem, shalachem tehe, to teach that unlike other Yisra Achila, Truma is yours to be enjoyed. Mahari Nazar. The Gemara asks the same question regarding a Nazar, where the Torah says, Mechatzanim v'adzog lo yoichel. The Nazar may not eat any grape products. The above-mentioned Mishnah clearly indicates that it is mutar b'hanah. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk specifically says, Nizrai shelo yeheit, to teach that, unlike other Yisra Achila, a Nazar may benefit from grape products. Mahari Chadash. With regard to new grain, the Torah says, V'lechem mekali v'charma lo yisaychlu ad etzem ayem azeh. Yet the Mishnah Menachah says, U'maycha lebehema, one may feed it to animals, clearly indicating that it is mutar b'hanah. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk specifically says, Kitzirchem, shalachem yehei, to indicate that we may benefit from chadash. V'hari shratzim. With regard to shratzim, the Torah says, Sheketu lo yeachil. Yet the Mishnah says that people who accidentally caught mutarin lemarchon lenachrim may sell them to non-Jews, clearly indicating that they are mutar b'hanah, a challenge to both Chizkiah and Reb Avo. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk specifically says lochem, to teach that we may benefit from them. The Gemara points out that this Pasuk is Chizkiah's source, that lo yeochel generally includes Isra Hanah, because if it did not, the Torah could have used one of the other lashonos of Achila, and would not need to say lochem to make it mutar b'hanah. Finally, v'hari chametz. With regard to chametz, the Torah says, lo ye'ochel chametz. Yet, Rabbi Yisrael clearly maintains in the Braisa that chametz be'pesach is mutar b'hanah. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk specifically says, lo ye'ra'a l'cha sa'er, to teach that sholcha yehei, that it shall be yours to benefit from it. Le'me ketanoi. Regarding chelev of a nevela, the Torah says, ya'asa l'cha malacha, it may be used for any use. The Gemara cites a Braisa in which Rabbi Yisrael clearly holds that it teaches that chelev is mutar b'hanah. Rabbi Kiva holds, it teaches that chelev nevela is not tameh like bas nevela. It would seem that Rabbi Yisrael clearly holds, like Reb Avo, that the words lo yisaychlu that the Torah uses for isra chelev include isra hanah, and the phrase l'chol malacha is needed to teach that chelev is mutar b'hanah. Rabbi Kiva holds, like Chizkiah, that lo yisaychlu does not include isra hanah, and the phrase l'chol malacha is not needed to teach that chelev is mutar b'hanah. Therefore, it can teach that the chelev nevela is not tameh. The Gemara says that this machlokes hanoim can be explained differently. They both agree with Reb Avo that lo yisaychlu includes isur hanah. Reb Yosi Haglili holds, kishahutra nevela hi hutra chelba begida lo hutra. The heter hanah of the nevela did not include its chelev, and we therefore need lechol malacha to teach that chelev is mutar b'hanah. Reb Akiva holds, kishahutra nevela chelba begida name hutra. The heter hanah of the nevela did include its chelev, and we can therefore use l'chol malacha to teach that chelev nevela is not tameh. Regarding Gid HaNasha, we must remember a braisa cited in the previous daf. Gid HaNasha, mutar b'hanah divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Oyser. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Lili, who said, kishahutra nevela hi hutra, chelba begida loy hutra, the heter hanah of nevela did not include its Gid, would seem to hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that Gid HaNasha is indeed asa b'hanah. However, the Gemara suggests that he may hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Gid HaNasha is mutar b'hanah, based on the following Kal Vachomer. If Chelev, which is a Chi of Karas, is mutar b'hanah, Gid HaNasha, which is not a Chi of Karas, would certainly be mutar b'hanah. Rabbi Shimon clearly does not agree with the reasoning of this Kal Vachomer because of a Pircha. The Gemara continues. Mechti, a Svinu Kol HaNikra v'Shaninun. Now that we have brought all 10 of these Pesukim over the last two Dafim and answered every challenge to Chizkiah and Rebavo, in what cases do they actually disagree? In the above-mentioned cases, they both agree that they are either mutar b'hanah or asa b'hanah, albeit for different reasons. My benayu. In what case is there a practical difference in halacha between them? The Gemara answers that they argue whether chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, a non-kodesh animal that was shechted in the azara, is asa b'hanah mideraisa or only midrabon. Chizkiya holds that Lo Ya'achal teaches that Chametz BePesach and Shor HaNiskel are Asur B'Hana, leaving Oysay to teach that Chulin Shenishch DeBazar is Asur B'Hana. Whereas Rebbe Vo holds that we need Oysay to teach that Chametz BePesach and Shor HaNiskel are Asur B'Hana, and there is no Pasuk to teach that Chulin Shenishch DeBazar is Asur B'Hana. The daf concludes with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asking, Minayin l'chol yisun shabat Torah, t'chi heichid asun machila, hochanam esun mahana. How do we know that Chametz BePesach and Shor HaNiskel are asur b'hana? The Gemara points out that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi rejects each of the three possible sources mentioned in the previous daf. He does not learn it from Lo Ya'achal, because he holds Lo Ya'achal is no different than other expressions of achila and does not include esur hana. He does not learn from the fact that the Torah has to specify that the veil is mud b'hana, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Dvarim K'ksavan, these words are meant specifically as written. To the Ger, it may only be gifted. To the Nechri, it may only be sold. They were not necessary to teach that it is Mutar B'Hana. He does not learn from the word Oysay, because he needs it to teach Chulin Shenishch T'Bazara is Asur B'Hana M'Deraisa. Therefore, he suggests another source. Regarding a Karma Chatas, whose blood was supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbech HaChitzen, but was incorrectly brought into the Heichel, the Torah says, Be'esh Tisarf. Since we already know from another pasuk that it must be burned, we can use it to teach that chametz bePesach and Shor HaNiskel are asur b'hana based on the principle of im ein in legufoy tineu in lechol yisun shabbat Torah. If words in the Torah are not needed to teach us something in the original context, we apply them to a different halacha.